Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hello, hello.
Ha.
It's nice to see you.
I just got off of work. I got called in, and I thought I didn't read the part where you said 2 o'clock my time. So we're just lucky that I got out of work.
Right, I guess we're just lucky.
Because then you texted, and I was like, and then I went back over our earlier text, and I was like, oh, 2 o'clock my time.
That's usually what time we do this noise on Thursday.
Is there a usual?
Yeah, there is. Actually, the Thursday one we're pretty good at.
You can't just all of a sudden proclaim things are usual.
Well,
who gets to decide that?
This one's the most consistent.
Oh, so now it's most consistent. Downgraded from usual to most consistent. Next, it's going to be fairly regular.
Like your poop.
No. No, no, no. Let's make no mistake. I don't want to mislead anybody.
No.
Not in my house. No regular beans. No. And then that's the much less popular version of that commercial where Dikembe Mutombo just takes a gigantic, enormous African shit on some white lady's breakfast.
Why is it gotta be
not
African?
Not in my house. Well, isn't he African?
Oh, I don't know.
Or what is he?
I think you're just assuming that because of the color.
Because he's black.
Yeah.
Well, if you know what? If that's not true, then I blame those politically correct douche-nards who turned black into African-American for like a decade, and then we all just thought that all black people came from Africa. Word police. Word. Did I tell you about the word police police?
I think so.
I'm going to start that.
So.
Yeah, I think there was more to it, but, you know, more wordplay into it. I can't remember what I said.
Not to be confused with foreplay. It's totally different.
No. I mean, well, not for some people.
Oh, baby.
Librarians.
Ooh, I bet that's their salad.
The literary elite. I'm eating a salad, by the way, so...
I was wondering why it sounded all swishy over there, like...
Mm-hmm.
It's well, a nice I have crisp several tortilla chips that I'm eating. So
strawberry salad. So, hey, everyone listening, pull up a snack.
Yeah! What kind of salad are you enjoying, Jason?
I was saying it, oh. And I was talked over. It was a strawberry salad.
Strawberry? Just strawberries.
Just strawberries.
It's not even
all strawberries. That's it. I'm just eating strawberries.
Tracy, stop. She's staring at squirrels outside and she can't do nothing about it. They're taunting her with their fluffy tails. I mean, I think. I'm not really sure. Anyway, so how was work? Got called in, got to see some people at their front door.
No, I only took one delivery to the courthouse. I got called in as a kitchen staff mostly because one of their people called in sick or some crap like that.
Oh, wait, so you still work there. You're not fired. And...
that Graux? Yeah, I still work there.
Mm-hmm. Remember mm-hmm. how, like, you asked to be kitchen staff, but then, like, they didn't, mm-hmm. but then, like, you didn't, like, show... Like, it was so crazy. Then you, like, shot a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't know you could get fired for that.
I threw a spear through his face.
So you, like, did you seriously make a delivery to the courthouse?
Mm-hmm.
That's not serious, right? Like, the courthouse is 5 paces in front of the Greeks.
Yeah, I got a good tip for it, too.
Did you really?
Yeah, the people who, downtown, like, daytime deliveries are badass because it's usually the businesses downtown.
Oh, yeah, and they're actually pretty chill people.
I call them all walkers, because, you know, I just walk it there. And, yeah, everyone who downtown is, like, a professional. They earn, like, 100K or more a year, probably, or something. So, I'm like, yeah, here's 10 bucks, whatever.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, mm-hmm. So your salad. I'm assuming it has lettuce, strawberries. Is it, like, do you have, like, goat cheese and pecans and, like, a vinaigrette? Or is it, like, did you make it or
buy
it?
Hot salad talk, although not hot literally.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a toasted salad.
Oh, I prefer mine toasted.
I like my greens horrifically wilted. before I enjoy them?
Well, you can.
I consider it part of my digestive process.
Well, that's kind of like what you do to collard greens, though, and you kind of wilt them down. Spinach. That's not too far. You like your salads lit, like your afternoons. Oh, I am just rolling in the pot jokes.
Sounds like a party.
It's always a party at my house. I always have to turn down the music and get the bitches to leave so I can sip cast and go about my day.
So what's in the news? GOP debate.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
I never get to see them because I don't have any of the channels.
I only watch them through the eyes of those that do bad lip reading. That's how I educate myself, is through comedy, not through actual news. Because basically they're saying just the same amount of things.
Yeah.
Just one is incorrect and funny, and the other is horrifying and boring, and I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the part where I'm supposed to care. Just kidding.
From what I could tell, it was a total slap boxing fest up there on stage.
I know. Again, insert the koala fighting noises. It works for so many things. So, was it the Republicans or the Democrats?
Republicans.
Gross.
Yeah, it was. I saw some yelling back and forth. I think the.
Excuse me!
I think all the other Republicans are finally starting to try to confront Trump and not just let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah, Jeb Bush is trying to step in. I like it. I like how he steps in and he's like, no, here's. I guess no one else would step in. Jeb's like, let's do this. My favorite are Trump's, like, facial expressions when he's confronted.
No, before the whole debate, though, Jeb was over at the side and both Georges were just sitting there, and Jeb was like, I don't want to do it, guys. Don't make me do it.
Guys, he's mean. He hurts my feelings.
Do it or you're grounded from the man cave.
Well, I guess I hadn't processed that Donald Trump was on Saturday Night Live. And I like that he made fun of himself. And there were a couple parts where he was dancing, which is kind of humorous. Because I thought he's such a caricature of himself already that I thought it was someone playing him when he was dancing, but it was really him. So it really was this almost full circle of like, you're a joke. You make yourself the joke. You look like the joke. You're the butt of the joke. it was very nice. It all fit together.
I don't blame jokes for being jokes. I blame douchebags for taking them seriously.
Yeah, right. Amen. Woo! That could not be more clearly defined and true.
Douchebags. You know who you are, or actually, you don't.
You know
that's
who
part
you
of
was.
The condition of being a douchebag.
Yeah, true.
No self-reference. You're non-self-referential.
No, they don't self-reference, but they do. There are signals like the scrotums that hang from their trucks. That's one. There are, you know, red flags that, you point yourselves out unbeknownst to yourself.
Ironically, speaking of signals, there will be a lack of a turning indicator, a turning signal, when changing lanes or merging or turning.
Totally.
Yeah. I love that insulting half beep, like halfway through a lane change.
It is more insulting. Yeah, you're right. That one really sets off the fire in your belly.
It's just like, oh, yep, did you know that I was halfway through turning, changing lanes? Oh, too bad. Well, I was.
Signaled. Done. Check. Gonna go have sex at my hot girlfriend.
It's a turn signal, not a disco strobe light. You kids.
It is annoying and funny sometimes. Like, if you have music going, like, you don't notice the turn signal
probably
sound.
Like,
but if you don't have anything going and you're sitting and at a stoplight for a while and your turn signal's going off for a long while, you start
to get
super...
It will bore into your brain.
Oh my gosh, it will. And then it gets so annoying. You're like, I almost have to turn it off. Sorry, guys. I know I'm in the turn lane, but I think I have to turn this off for a second.
Safety aside, guys, I'm going to have to stop indicating.
That's my favorite phrase today.
I'm throwing caution to the wind, guys. I'm turning off the signal.
into the
I mean,
lake.
When the light goes green, I'll turn it back on before I start moving.
I will,
but,
too. I mean, we're not animals.
No.
Animals.
I'm not a I'm not an insane person.
I wonder what kind of personalities different animals would have if they were had the ability to drive. Like, how would they be? What type of drivers would they be? Like, lemurs versus, you know, giraffes, or, you know, are giraffes the douchebags of the animal world? We're not sure. Hmm. We don't know until you get them behind a wheel.
I got that theory, too, that, like, like, it was, like, a more adult version of the busy world of Richard Scarry, mm-hmm. but where, like, you had maybe a school bus filled with salmon, and then a bear comes along and just, like, jumps in there and starts eating all of them, just, like, ninjas over Mission Impossible style from his car, from his convertible. Like, he's on the way to work. Like, he's like, I'm an anthropomorphized bear driving my car. And then he just sees, like, a whole school bus, a school of salmon. And he's like, holy shit. He just, like, bails on his car and jumps into the bus and starts murdering all the salmon.
He still has instincts. He may be driving. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and then he'd be tried for murder, you know. It wouldn't be cannibalism exactly, but societal cannibalism. I don't know. He'd be charged for murder because you're not allowed to, like, everyone's got to go veg or something. I'm not sure which. I guess, ironically, they would eat people, maybe. Soylent Green would be, like, it'd be like Soylent Green, the movie, except at the end when it's like, when some guy was yelling, Soylent Green is people. You just see a couple of bears just sort of shrugging. Okay.
Yeah, we knew that.
I'm always into trying new meats.
No, that's what they have. It's like it's the reverse of the way I look at grocery stores. When you go into the butchery or the butcher section, the meatery.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
The meat havery. If you imagine if you were like a cow, that would be like some saw shit right there. You'd be like, what is going on here?
Yeah, you're about to eat yourself. Maybe you should just stay in the cracker aisle, you know.
Also,
if you can't handle
just lay low
it.
In general, there's going to be some scientists after you, I'm sure.
That's just a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
Heads
so
up, keep your head down.
I caught up on Saturday Night Live, not because Trump was on there, because that was kind of the annoying part. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he was on there, and there were some really funny things, like Drunk Uncle on the weekend update for that episode, was very good on that episode. He was hilarious. And then he said, Drunk Uncle was like, well, how do you feel about Ben Carson? He's like, I'm not going to go into that here. And then he points over and to the other anchor, and he goes, he's right there. So that part was super funny. And there were a couple other things that he said were just actually just kind of funny. You're just like, that's pretty good. It is the funnier and longer you look at Donald Trump, you're just like, so many bad choices rolled into one person.
Oh my gosh. Like that
it's
hair
pretty,
thing, first
it's
off.
It's great. It's pretty
Speaking
great.
Of red flags, how about orange unkempt flags?
Yeah.
Like, that's just a mystery to me. Like, why? I don't know. Like, when I see some, like, I try to think of, I mean, obviously everyone's different, but just big jowly flaps coming off the sides and the front of his head. I would just look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like, what are all these extra folds and flaps and cuckles? Cuckles.
Yeah, face cuckles. He needs, like, I mean.
God, he's taking the cuckles straight to the face.
Well, and two, I think just a nice fade in the back. Like, what's going on in the back that you can't ask for a fade? Like, what's happening? Like, maybe he is hiding something back there.
I don't know. I think history will look at Donald Trump as possibly more influential than Andy Kaufman in the trolling industry of life. Because if you think about it, like, he is just 100% troll. Like, there's no way a guy can genuinely...
That's true.
Like, humanly mean and do the things that he says, from his hair to his politics.
Yeah, like, obviously I can't be taken seriously. Look at me.
Yeah, well, there's... Like, he's not a super smart guy, but I don't think he's as dumb as he plays. And I don't know how much of it is calculated fully or how much of it is him just sort of being himself and not caring that he's a weirdo. Like, I don't know where the lines are, but I know that it's not just like Donald Trump is an eccentric dude and that's all there is to it. It's like, no, there's something going on here. Like, he's semi-aware of how absurd he is, and he's playing the fool. Actually, in the context of the 2016 election, too, he plays a very real part of sort of the major distraction that will lead the way for.
Like, he needs like little
Hillary
superhero T-shirts or like the distractor.
Well, I think that what I worry about with the campaign coming up is that I think it's all part of a plan. Like, if you think about it, you make everybody. You make all the Republicans mad by electing another Democrat, and you make all the Democrats mad by electing Hillary, and you make that happen by putting Trump in the middle of the GOP and just not no one knowing how to get rid of him. And it's like, yeah, there, he's going to blow up the Republican Party, split any nomination that they may have, and then I think the plan is to hand the election over to Hillary, and that's why Bernie Sanders is still media blacked out, because he's the dark horse that's ruining their plans if he gets too much attention.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry didn't know what she was singing about, but it was actually this dark horse.
Yep, she didn't know, and I don't know what you're talking about. But people don't, these days you don't have to know anything to say things.
Oh my gosh, if there weren't a more true statement, we could just end now. That's it, that's the one.
People become actually
that's
offended.
That's the one you put on T-shirts.
and riled up by facts. Like, what? Literally, I'm not even kidding. Like the last GOP debate.
Yeah.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. They were all like, that was way too harsh. You're all like challenging us on stuff and things, and we need to really vet questions. Like, they're asking. Like, you think that a panel, like some moderators asking you some relatively midway questions.
Obama called them out. He's like, you think this is hard?
You're gonna have more saber rattling than you can handle coming your way. You better put on a saber-proof vest, because you're gonna need that real soon coming up here. You're not making any friends.
None friends.
Zero friends. Negative friends, actually. just a bunch of mean people who hang out and do drugs that you buy for them, like a surly posse. I understand that could be phonetically construed to mean a few different things, but I'm just going to stick with surly posse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like the type that Jennifer Lopez would have. Jennifer Lopez definitely has a surly posse.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I get it.
Well.
Well.
She's just Jenny from the C block. Continue.
What are you scraping?
What do you think?
I don't know, but that's really annoying.
Well, I'm working on my balloon animals, and I don't have a very good air pump, so
this is
a hand pump, and I'd appreciate it if you would just, I'm trying to multitask. I'm very busy these days. I need to multitask. Now, what type of animal would you like?
Okay. I want a jaguar.
What was it on?
Jaguar.
The car? Or the
I want spots. Like, I want, yeah.
No, I was going to say, I could go ahead, you know, it might take me a year or so, but we'll put together an entire balloon working Jaguar car with moving pistons and everything made out of balloons.
That'd be so good.
Like, some kid asks for a Jaguar and he just gets that, like, a year later mailed to him, and then he, like, goes, he touches it once and it all explodes. It reminds me of that scene in Wedding Crashers. Where he's like, I want a bicycle clown. He's yelling at Vince Vaughn. He's like, what? Why are you yelling at me? Vince Vaughn's just trying to get laid in that movie, and then kids are yelling at him. That's what's funny.
See, if you missed it, then you missed all the funny parts. You didn't understand.
Yeah. I mean, there's other good parts, but then there's that.
Sound like you said other good farts.
Did I not?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Jess, the new Star Wars comes out, buddy.
Oh, does it? I hadn't heard either.
The funny thing is, like, I literally walked into a grocery store that I just don't even go into this one because I just don't shop in that town, but I got my coffee in that town. So I was like, well, Kinley needs graham crackers for school, for a gingerbread house, for a class project, so I'll just get them here. And I walk in, and there's Star Wars stuff everywhere, and that goes right back to what I said, when Disney just... Soon as Disney bought it, now it's just, it's proliferating everywhere, like all over the place. Like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Merchandising the shit out of it.
Oh, man, are like, they? Woo!
You know, all these franchises and things that aren't even franchises that they make into them, like, that's what it's all about, is how can we make some money off this puppy here? Mm. And, yeah, they got a winner with Star Wars. Everyone was waiting for it to come back.
Well, I guess some of the media and people on TV, they got to see it ahead of time, and they said it actually is very good. So,
well yeah, then it's not going to be any kind of Hobbit. Then that was a huge letdown.
Oh, was it? Are you still recovering?
I didn't care, but most of the fanboys seemed to not like it, and it was a huge deal. And then when I saw it, like, I wasn't invested in it, but then, yeah, I was like, these are all, like, I don't know what these movies are about. It's just a lot of CGI, mm-hmm. like, huge, goopy CGI scenes with a bunch of hobbits in the middle of
goopy.
Them. Just CGI goop everywhere, slimed all over the place.
Ew, you got like, it on me.
Some of the problems I had with it were, like, the Desolation of Smog. I might have mentioned it already previously.
Previously.
But the Desolation of Smog was one of them. In that movie, the dragon did nothing, literally nothing but sleep for all of it.
And then, oh, yeah, I think you did mention that.
Yeah, and then at the end it was summoned, and then he was headed to the village to desolate it, but then it went straight to black, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? The movie called The Desolation of Smog literally had everything but any desolating done by Smog, or to Smog, for that matter. There was no desolation of Smog. It was ridiculous. I get the feeling that the story arcs of the book maybe made more sense with that being the title, but the way that they adapted it to movies, and they called that movie The Desolation of Smog, that should go down in history for dumbass names of things, along with Monsters, the sequel to Monsters, Inc. being called Monsters University.
Well, and it, you know, as silly as
should have been
all,
called Monster's Head.
As, you know, when it starts to sound so silly that it doesn't make sense, but you feel like they knew what they were doing. Again, I think Trump had a hand in it. He has to have. Because he leads the charge on making nonsense whatsoever, but you still kind of know what you're doing. You know what you did. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. So the funny thing is, the other day, to finish the conversation on the whole Trump thing, I was watching their, what's her name? The brunette. I can't remember the brunette on Saturday Night Live, but,
Cecily Strong?
Yes. Cecily Strong. Thank you.
How can you not remember her name? She's awesome. And her last name is Strong.
I know. I always remember Kate McKinnon. And
you can't. So you have a problem remembering strong women? Literally?
I do.
Anyway,
so she was playing like an MSNBC moderator for the, not the debate. What's the other one? The forum. And she goes, we're not even really sure what a forum is. It's basically like a debate that no one watches. Anyway, she said, we're going to ask you some really tough questions. And she goes, but this is still NBC, so not really very tough. So here. And then it's like, yes, exactly. There's nothing here. But Larry David did his Bernie Sanders, and man, he's good.
I feel like he's phoning it in. Or maybe it's just old crotchetiness. Like, he does, like, he's a spitting image. And that's the thing. He doesn't have to do much to become Bernie Sanders. And I just feel like he could do more. I think he could do more. I feel like he's, I don't know. I don't blame him either, though. Like, he's kind of made his...
It's kind of like Tina Fey and, you know, Palin. Like, there's that resemblance. Like, just go for it.
Well, yeah, but
like,
Tina Fey steered into it. Like, mm-hmm. she was reluctant to do it. But she still did a kick-ass job of doing it. But yeah, I just feel like Larry David, he's just kind of, he's going through the motions. Like, I feel like he could.
I mean, he already looks just like him.
Exactly, I get it.
Bernie Sanders trying
That's
to
just
be like
it.
Larry
like,
David.
He looks just like him, but he's not, like, adding anything to the character, which is my only problem with that.
He's not amping it up enough.
No, yeah, he's not caricaturizing it. He's only just sort of playing a straight Bernie. He's actually... like a less interesting Bernie Sanders. It's just funny that it's not Bernie Sanders. That's what's more funny about it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe that's all it needs to be.
Apparently so, because it is funny. He could be milking it for more, I feel like. I just feel like he doesn't give a shit about Bernie Sanders or politics. So that's why he's not bothering to study up and, like, do a good, crazy, whacked out impersonation of him.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I thought, but you know, still, it's pretty good. He is to Bernie Sanders as Tina Fey was to Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just kind of already looks like him.
Oh my gosh, my cat keeps trying to get in here. Ugh. Hold on, she does this every time. She's like, I want out, and then she's like, I super want in. Hold on. Okay, yay. It's kind of
Ariba.
Muggy, honestly.
Honestly.
Get in here. Come on. Let's go. They're just gonna wait by the door. Yeah. Get in here. Oh, you brat. Fine. Keep the door cracked. She literally just stood by the door and just was like, well, what? I thought you said something. Okay. She's being a total dick right now.
Goddamn hairless cats. Semi-haired cats.
They're always just like that.
Hairline cats.
And she still has some fuzz, which always confuses people.
Yeah. Like, did your cat fall into the oven? What happened? What did you do to it?
Okay.
Usually when they shave animals for summer, they don't do all their face and things, too.
I do like it when they get, like, a lion's cut. That's so cute.
That is pretty funny. Or the poodle cut.
Oh, so cute, yeah. Oh,
it's too bad you can't just toss a cat into a washing machine, because that's what happened to this nice blanket. I got to hide this blanket from Mom, because Dad washed this blanket, and I think it just went straight into the washing machine, because it used to be, like, super plush and, like, velvet and stuff. Mm. And I'm sure, I think somewhere there's just a wad of tiny fibers.
Are you serious?
It came back, and the whole blanket was basically shaved. It's just like, no more little comfy fibers. Just all gone. And now it's just like weird, waxy nap. And I'm like laying under it like, wow, this blanket was a lot cooler. Like, it would have just been better being a dirty, comfortable blanket than a clean, shitty blanket.
So one true real life example of it would have been better had you not washed it.
Exactly. So
that is a rare find, yeah.
Yeah, and once again, we don't mean to teach people, but children, if you're listening up, that goes to show you, just the less hygiene, the better. Things are the way they are, and if you try to make them better, you might make them worse, so don't.
You might fuck it up.
Yeah, you probably will. You specifically, Nathaniel. Yeah. The forward-facing ear-hole alien from the future named Nathaniel.
That'd be so funny.
Or as it is pronounced in their language... There you go.
Good one. Mm-hmm. Well, it's very exciting because The Voice is over. And we got to see the finale. And Jordan Smith won. Duh. Nobody even, like, doubted. But the funniest thing that I found in observing, because that's all, we're just watching little fish tanks all over the place. And watching this particular fish tank... as he won, they're like, oh, let's bring your family up here, and all the confetti's falling. And then they're trying to, like, hand him his trophy, but, like, you can tell there's, like, producers who are like, now it's time to sing. You don't even get to celebrate. So he's almost, like, turning in, like, a circle and, like, trying to grab the trophy and then trying to, like, hug his parents. But then he's trying to put his earbuds in because he has to turn around and sing. And it's like, you just, like, won, like, a ton of money and a lot of notoriety. But now you have to, like, dance, monkey, dance. And
then, in order to,
but you're like emotional. You like don't even get a minute to cry. Like you don't get anything. You just stay.
Yeah, I fear that's the danger of those contest shows more and more. I don't know what kind of contracts they have to sign once they win, but it's probably long and shaft-like.
Ew.
It comes in a long shipping tube. The length is to indicate how much of a dicking you're gonna look forward to.
Okay, and then, it's and then fine. Let's go off to the dicking then.
Then when you open the shipping tube, it's usually, you know, it's just a roll of paper, so it's all for show. But that's how they do it in Hollywood.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Just for like, a little insider info.
Like the aforementioned from a previous episode, Justin Timberlake, he's probably got like, it took a few trucks, you know, a few flatbeds end to end to get his tube cross country.
His tube.
Yeah. To get his shaft over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how.
Yeah.
But I was very excited that Jordan won. He's my schmavorite. It was like, duh. But my favorite part was that Missy Elliott performed. Oh, she's so good. She performed her new song with Pharrell, and her sets are always amazing.
Isn't she the one who did the backwards talking song?
Yep.
I'll never forgive her for that.
Yeah.
I like the fact that was her breaking out onto the scene. just
well,
sort of
she is very clever. Her rap is amazing.
Sullied any possible liking of me. Because then I saw her do that live, and she actually sang those words backwards. I was like, this is just retarded.
No, no, it isn't.
This is what retarded
is. Don't you talk about Missy Misdemeanor Elliott like that.
Someone's got to. It can't all be flowers.
I love her. I think she's amazing. Her dance moves are sickness. And she's just amazing. All of her songs, they're classics.
Let me guess, her dance moves might be to dancing what River Dance is to dancing, except focused around the ass.
No, Michael Flynn. No, she does other cool dance moves.
But
she always
mostly
has
around
her
the ass.
Are amazing. Well, then I was like, you know,
exactly the way Michael Flatley. You know, he's very skilled. He's got. Yeah. He's got a lot of leg muscles, and he's really good at that. I would just assume that Missy Elliott, you know, same thing, but just centered around the glutes. No shame in that.
No shame.
No. Possibly shame in speculating upon that.
I mean,
I might need to be ashamed. I usually am not in theorizing over this. In hindsight, now that I've said those things, moving on.
Well... Yeah. Anyway, she's amazing. Hmm. I think when I get into a nursing home, those are the requests I'm going to make when they have guitar day. Guitar day. That sounds like some sort of like Spanish or French word for retard.
Guitar day.
Yeah, he's a guitar day.
He is guitar day. Do not
sorry,
talk to him.
He's a little slow. He's a little guitar day.
Little guitar day. He is a ukulele. A little guitar day.
Oh, that's a new, like, someone's a little slow. He's a ukulele. Nice.
Yep.
We're so smart. We're sneaky about our insults.
That guy's super drum.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, so the voice thing. I just thought it was funny that they're telling him to stop emoting. No emoting. Stop it. No.
They told him to stop emoting?
That's basically, they're literally like, he's like looking around and like you can see he starts to get like excited and trying to take it in, and then they're just like, they hand him the microphone.
Oh, you mean when they...
Yeah, they like hand him the microphone. Like
shove him back in the torpedo tube and then get out there.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Yep.
You'll never see your family again.
Oh, God. Ow, wow.
Probably like this gets sold as... I'm telling you, those contracts they're pretty fierce now.
You need to look
pretty
more
ironclad.
Into those tubes.
So yeah, they involve far more tubes than we might have expected. A lot more tube-based contracting than one might have expected.
Oh my gosh, Jason, it is so exciting. So at this time of year when people are feeling very kind and giving and et cetera,
are
et cetera,
they? Yeah. I'm waiting for the tips to start rolling in,
oh,
motherfuckers.
Oh, you mean for you, yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's
maybe
all
you just should be better at your job.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding.
Not possible.
You just need to wear a little Santa hat and they'll be like, aww. That's true, though. People do love that crap. Anyway.
Yeah, they do.
Apparently, there's a couple of different Secret Santas. In Cleveland, they gave an early Christmas gift to shoppers at Walmart stores in three states by anonymously paying off $484,000 for people's holiday purchases. So you go in to, like, pay off the rest of your layaway, and apparently somebody just bought it for you, and you can just take it home.
Man. Oh, man. I don't know. That doesn't seem like a good idea. Like,
why not?
To pay off people's holiday stuff.
Yeah, for their kids. Unless it's like a TV, like a 90-inch.
I feel like this is all just enabling. We need to be serious. Like, in addition to looking, turning a blind eye or another cheek. I don't know which one trumps the other.
I've turned my cheeks.
Which one is more powerful, a blind eye or the other cheek? I don't know. I want to know which way I should turn, and I don't want to look like an idiot. I'll end up being cross-eyed. The same way people are... And by that, I mean the same way. Wow, that was just a random lisp. I think it was. Anyway, the same way people turn a blind eye to the oil industry and the way it is poisoning us, they don't also see how commercialism and... consumerism is also an equal poison that we have to start to back out.
We
like,
have to suck it out of people.
There's the... Yes, just suck out the poison. the way that we are poisoning the environment with our industrialism is the same way we're poisoning our culture with our commercialism. Like, It and I don't know if there's effects other than societally.
You can still buy your kids gifts, right? That's okay.
No.
No?
Not no. really. Not the focus. What you could do, you focus more on the family aspect of it. You make it more of a Thanksgiving-style holiday, and you make it, like, you know, more personal gifts, not all this, like, crazy buy everyone, buy all the people, all the different gifts. You pare it down. Like, I don't know. Once you get too much of something, all the things are less special. It's like if you give... For example, I think last year when I was giving presents to your kids, I gave them each a few things, but I tried to make sure that not to give them too much. There was some, I don't know, some option I remember thoughtful. I pared things down. Like, yeah. I made sure not to give them too much because then the things you give them don't mean as much. So that's why.
Oh, yeah. That's just like having too much stuff in your home. The more stuff you have, nothing is special.
And that same old fable about the Popper, who gave Popper, poor person, paper, Popper, who gave, I think, to a king their entire, all of their savings, which amounted to just a couple of shillings or whatever is a paltry amount, and then compared to another king who gave him a whole bunch of gold and jewels and, mm-hmm. and everything, but it only amounted to like a small percentage of his wealth, mm-hmm. and so... The
who
poor
gave
person.
More, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those, one of them kind of things right
one
there.
Of them, one of them kind
one
of things,
of them
Arthur.
Parables.
Parables, yep. Well, and that's exactly true. And the funny thing is, it always makes me laugh about Mom, is she's like, oh, well, Grandma Sherry, I can't even compete. She always says that because obviously Grandma Sherry, you know, that's her holiday and she likes to spoil the kids and she goes over the top and that's her thing. But it really is funny that Mom, like, almost checks out and is like, well, I don't have to do anything. I'm like, Mom, you can still get them, like, a card or maybe, like, take them out to dinner or spend time with them or, you know what I mean, like, experience something with them. But she literally takes it as, I can check out. No pressure.
Yeah, all they're covered.
I'm like the other day, it was cute. Wyatt texted her because he's allowed to text family members and, you know, he can't text friends or anything yet because... I still don't think...
Because all of his friends are jackasses, I get you.
Yeah, they basically, yeah.
Got terrible taste in friends, I got you.
No, he has good friends, it's just that's terribly distracting. Anyway, so he texted Mom, was like, I know what I want for Christmas. And Mom literally goes, oh, nice, period. Didn't ask, didn't say, oh, what's that? She's just like, oh, nice. And so Wyatt's like, don't you want to hear what it is? And I'm like... Ooh, he's stronger than I am. I'd be like, me, ouch.
there's a lot. Well, he hasn't been broken yet.
I know, not by...
by the Holland spirit. The Holland holiday spirit.
I'd say, no ho, ho, ho in Holland.
Okay.
Ooh, and break.
That's all it does. It just comes in
clean
and just
break.
Drops passive-aggressive, dual or monosyllabic commentaries. Just sort of short, terse, spooky answers.
Ooh, well, that's pretty nice.
Well, so it was funny. He was like, well, you don't want to know what it is? And she's like, okay, what?
Demons.
Yeah, demons.
What? Okay, what is it?
Demons.
Fine. She's probably
anyway,
all pissed. All
so
like,
he actually
feet.
Just wanted her to clear... some office space so he could have a desk in there and they could play like businessmen, like lawyers and like be cute and play, you know, have like imaginative play upstairs so they could be kind of like Grandpa John. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, what, like forever? And he's just like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah,
she's like,
you
are you going to law school? And he's like, it was literally just like, now it just turned into like, well, maybe, but are you actually going to use it forever? I would have been like, are you going to use it forever? Like, I just think it's hilarious. The way Mom takes things, like if it isn't her idea.
Oh my goodness, yes. That is
oh my goodness.
That's the key to her key. Lock is,
yep.
is doing that thing where, what is it, Inception. That whole movie is about Mom.
Yes! I remember talking about that.
This is what's going on inside of her brain.
Oh, it's so true. Oh my gosh, that's so, so,
it's like,
so true.
It's like Mom is Inception meets Willow. Winception.
Stop. Ooh, can't breathe. Can't.
This fucking ooh. Val Kilmer and a bunch of Migés. Just trolling around like a modernized. It's like, imagine the remake of Romeo plus Juliet, where, yeah. you know, it's kind of like old style language and culture, but mixed with new technology. So it's just a bunch of Migés, but all the technology is adapted and small. It's a bunch of like miniaturized cars as props and things like that. So it's like, yeah, this is the way life is for everybody.
Hey!
Hey! Look at this! Look at this tiny pitchfork! Hey!
Oh gosh, that's so funny. Yeah. Anyway, I think it's always funny. You always have to figure out how to approach mom, and if like it, like it, you're right. Why it hasn't been broken yet? His spirit
still has that childhood innocence of, hey, you're another person on the earth. Let's talk about things honestly.
Yeah, let's be then, super open. I'm not scared to ask because he knows not to ask for things. He knows.
And
that.
Mom's like, just a whirling dervish of creative scars.
Yeah,
just like bouncing, spinning up against things, and scarring herself with her own voracious energy. Mm-hmm. It's like, just settle down, Taz.
Come on, Taz.
Give it a rest. You devil.
Oh, Tasmania devil. Well. Anywho, sorry, I had an ab workout yesterday, and so laughing is like even harder. It's so much work.
Yeah,
it's
man.
So hard.
White people problems.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my abs are so hard from CrossFit that laughing so much it hurts.
Oh my god, it's like so hard. How am I supposed to go into the holidays like this?
I can't even drink my smoothie while I'm laughing in my abs.
I can't even drink my eggnog latte. The funniest thing is that's actually what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. It's an eggnog latte with an extra shot of espresso. Mm.
Yeah. Hashtag sad holidays.
Hashtag can't even. Anyway, so I always want to try to somehow communicate to mom. Like, that doesn't mean you guys just get to show up and check out. You know what I mean? You can, but it is kind of awkward.
But know
everyone.
That that's your choice, not the way the things are.
Yes, it's like and truly, if they don't want to get them anything, because I get it. You, like, you want something that you bring for the children to be special or recognized, especially mom. And I understand that. That's like even in getting gifts for like my nieces and nephews and bringing stuff in. I know that if I were just get them like clothes or shoes or toys, that it's all going to get thrown into piles of all the other things they got. But that's why I get them stuff that's like Kansas City, the Chiefs, Sporting. I get them stuff so that when they wear it or they think of us, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little more individualized. And
great, Grandma. Thanks again. Another big mouth bass. Wonderful. Yeah.
Just throw it on the pile.
You throw it on the pile and they all activate.
I know.
And the whole pile shifts.
And then it's almost like they're swimming in school together.
Yeah. Exactly. Just as God intended.
But anyway, so like the way mom kind of operates, it would be cute if she had like, you know, if you were to say, hey, mom, we challenge
mom.
You for individual creative gifts or something that you make. Then she'd be like, all right, I'm on it, you know. But if she expects, if anything else is expected of her that anybody else has already done, she's like, I am not doing that. I am not doing what everybody else is doing. So it'd be so cute if she had like a little, like a little coupon book, like, oh, a chance to go to grandma's house and bake, just you and me, you know, or something cute like, oh, we'll go get frozen yogurt, you know, just you and me, because all they want is time with her, because she is a really wonderful person.
Grandma
and,
will explain one life topic, no questions asked.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Name it. Yeah. And then she will go on to expound upon other ancillary life topics without any prompting. And
no, you don't
even when
have
you
to.
Try to take the coupon back, it does not stop her. She will fight you for it.
You'll try to take the coupon back.
Like, please, I want it back. I don't want this anymore.
I've changed my mind.
It'll be like Wyatt or someone will be like Hulk's dad in that remake of the Hulk, the one that everybody thought was boring, but I actually like the one with the dude who was the tough
Norton.
Jew in that movie about Jews that where they I forget where they I don't know the Jews yeah, got back at people they were suicide bombing people and stuff. It was pretty badass.
Whoa.
forget what it's called. Anyway, at the end, where his dad's like, I'm gonna take all your energy, son slash Hulk, because that's what I do. And then the Hulk's like, oh, you want it? You got it, biatch. And then the Hulk's just like, here you go. Here's all the energy. And then his dad's like, oh, it's too much. Oh, it destroyed me. It's like that. Sorry, spoilers.
Just like it, yeah. It's spoilers. Almost identical.
There's a little bit more to it that I'm not sure if I captured the majesty.
No, I like it. I like it. Oh. I like it.
I could have gotten fancier words. I was in a rush.
I got a little excited about my.
I just grabbed the first words that I could find. The ones just sort of sitting out. Someone had left out. They were making a sandwich. They were making a word salad.
Sometimes it really. and they just hadn't gotten to those words yet. They were just left.
Well, it's just left. It's like the crust, you know, and things like someone who doesn't necessarily like crust on their conversations.
Or like when you make the broccoli and you cut off the stems, and you like maybe you'll use them later.
Yeah, I like to pick out, you know, I like to cherry pick my conversations and my words. I like to, I don't like all the flavors that usually come, you know, pre-configured. So I'll take out like, oh, I like this word, raisins. There you go.
That's a pretty sweet little addition here.
Terrific. Oh, that's a good one. I'll take that one.
Oh, superb. I like that.
Fastidious. Oh.
Oh, my. Interesting. That is so fancy.
Well, hello there.
Hi. It is so nice to meet you, new word. I just picked you on up, and I've just cuddled with you. I'm just going to use you. I'm going to use you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
No!
Well, I was going to say we could end because we're right at 45 minutes. Do you want to end on something so silent? So riveting.
Let's see if I can. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 1. Yeah.